This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
30 seconds of the quarter, second down throw to the end zone, Douglas, touchdown, Texas Tech, what a drive. 6 offensive linemen, power, and walking in is Cameron Dickey. Texas Tech making a statement in front of the nation today.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Good stuff there from Chris Fowler. Of course, that was from the Texas Tech BYU Big 12 championship game. Last time we've seen the Red Raiders play. We have not seen Oregon play in quite some time either. Both of these teams on very long breaks. Oregon on a longer break before we get to this college football playoff game today. I guess technically they did beat JMU, but let's be honest. There was not really much intrigue with that game, especially after the first quarter. That game was over before it started. So I really don't know what Oregon is based off of that win, but we have seen them a little bit more recently than we have Texas Tech. But both teams are on a pretty decent break, especially the Red Raiders, and we'll get our glimpse of them today as they take on what I think is going to be the best defense in college football. Like, I think Texas Tech's the best defense in college football. I know Miami's probably got a claim to that, but I think Texas Tech's defensive line, I think those four guys up front are tone setters. And I think that's why we're starting to see some love for Texas Tech in the market right now. In fact, one very prominent shop here in Las Vegas has this game down to a pick 'em. It's still Oregon -1.5 with just $1.05 of juice at BetMGM currently. But I would not be surprised if over the next 30 minutes, right, the late steam tends to be the right side. Not all the time, but tends to be the right side. We saw this yesterday with Miami. The line was 9.5 for 2 weeks. You could have bet Miami +9.5. And then all of a sudden on game day, about an hour before the game, the Miami wave came rushing in and the Hurricanes proved to be the right side. We'll see if that's the case here with Texas Tech. I think if you were going to ask me, so if you were listening to the show earlier, Texas Tech +2.5 was a bet I gave out last night. It was my best bet of the week for all the college football playoff games of all of the sides. Right, I felt really strongly about the under in last night's game. Of all the sides of the four college football playoff quarterfinals, I thought Texas Tech was my favorite of the four. I thought this game was a pick 'em. I thought these two teams are very evenly matched. Texas Tech's got the better defense. Oregon's got the better quarterback. Those two things cancel out. I think the coaching matchup, maybe slight edge to Oregon, but not a huge edge. And I think the overall vibe of the game is two very evenly matched teams. But what have we seen so far in the college football playoff? We have seen defense rule the day. Unders have been a very popular selection, and they've been a very very winning selection, very profitable selection. That's the vibe I get in this game. It actually reminds me a lot of last night's game. Two very good defenses. One defense, the underdog's defense, better than the favorite's defense, but the favorite's quarterback. I guess you can make the case that Carson Beck's maybe a little bit better than Julian Sain. Although Sain had the better year statistically, Carson Beck's got more experience. Maybe he's got more, he's got sharper eyes, sharper brain. more wise in his years. But Julian Sain, obviously very talented as well. I think Dante Moore's got the edge for Oregon at the quarterback position. But the one game, or really, frankly, the two games that Oregon struggled offensively this year. Now, they beat Iowa on the road, but they struggled to move the ball in that game, and they needed a late touchdown from Surratt to get across the finish line, an explosive play. In the Indiana game, I mean, they were just in rough shape. I mean, they were really, Indiana really bodied Oregon in that game. So I think when you look at the Oregon struggles this year, Iowa, Indiana, it's defense, man. Defense rules the day, and that's what Texas Tech's going to bring you. I mean, this front four is absolutely legit. So let's get into a breakdown for the game. So Dante Moore, I think, has a chance to prove that he's QB1 in the draft. Right now, it's Fernando Mendoza. Earlier in the year, for me, it was Ty Simpson. Mendoza's retaking that claim. You can make the case that if Dante Moore shows up and shows out against the best defense in college football, well, you can make the case that he's QB1 in the draft. Nobody liked how Oregon finished the game against JMU. That game was over before it started. The result of the game was never in doubt. JMU didn't even deserve to be in the playoff. Don't even get me started on that. But the result of the game was never in doubt. Oregon started the game like gangbusters. The game was over. JMU covered late. They needed a fourth down play in the final minute to cover. And that will stick in the craw of Oregon bettors and Oregon players and the coaches. But Oregon was so much better in that game that they weren't really tested. And they are going to be tested in this game. Unstoppable force, immovable object, right? Defense for Texas Tech, offense for Oregon. The Oregon run defense. Let's start on the Texas Tech offensive side of the ball because that's the weaker side of this matchup. Texas Tech's offense against Oregon's defense. I love Oregon's run defense. I think they're really good at preventing explosives. Tech is mostly an inside zone team, but they haven't really been effective running inside zone in the second half. They've actually been more effective in their gap and power schemes recently. And what that is pulling a lot of guards, pulling the tight ends into different holes and trying to outflank the defense. The problem when you do that is you leave some penetration opportunities, for lack of a better word, for the Oregon defense to get vertical off the line of scrimmage and to create negative plays. Keep a very close eye on the Texas Tech tight ends in this game. Number 7, number 9, Terrence Carter, Giancarlo Miller. They're obviously factors in the passing game, receiving it, but I think their best strength is actually blocking in the run game. If you want to know where the ball is going on most plays in the run game for Texas Tech, watch number 7 and number 9. They are elite lead blockers. They're going to be very impactful in this game, trying to get Cameron Dickey and Jacoby Williams, the two backs for Texas Tech, on the edge. I love Texas Tech's backfield. They're two very different backs. They complement each other very well. Dickey, 5'10", 215, stocky, bruiser, yards after contact. Williams, 5'10", 185, more of a burner. They want to get outside, right? You run that counter scheme where you're faking left, going right, you're pulling blockers to the right, and what Williams wants to do is get outside the C-gap, outside the edge, and get around that Oregon defense. Tough to do. Oregon, again, one of the best defenses in the country at preventing explosives. The part of this game that scares me for Texas Tech, right? I love Texas Tech in the game. I bet them +2.5. It's down a pick 'em now. I still think Texas Tech wins. I'm a little scared about Baron Martin. Clean pocket, elite. Top 10 in the country in a lot of metrics. 20 big-time throws, that's tied for 6 in the FBS. But when he is under pressure, 0 big-time throws, 5 turnover-worthy plays. 105th PFF passing grade when under pressure this year. Texas Tech's pretty good at not allowing that much pressure. 8th in the country, 24.5% pressure rate. Oregon's kind of around the same, right? They're about a top 40-ish team in creating pressure. The question is, can the offensive line, the tackles, Sampson and Ponton for Texas Tech, protect the edge? Oregon's defensive ends, Tuodi and Uyunglele, are very aggressive at getting speed rushes off the edge. Can Texas Tech's tackle spots hold up on those edge rushing positions for Oregon? Going to be tough. Oregon can absolutely force Morton into making the big mistake, just like Julian Sain did last night. That's the issue I see for Texas Tech. That's the red flag. That's the bugaboo for your Texas Tech bet today. Baron Morton making the Julian Sain type mistake where he sees that corner creeping in on the screen, doesn't quite react to it well, pressure comes, makes a bad throw, makes a bad decision, turnover, Oregon's got momentum, and you know how much these games are key. Momentum is absolutely key. The other side of the ball, though, is really where I see the edge for Tech. I don't know how Oregon's going to slow this defensive line down. The one thing I've learned so far in this college football playoff is defense rules the day. If you've got a good defense like Miami, you're going to win these games because you're not going to allow the explosives. Here's how you win in the NFL or in college football. You win two key metrics. It's not yards. It's not even touchdowns. Obviously, you score more points than the opponent, you're going to win. The two things you need to win, especially in college football, turnovers and explosives. You win those two categories, you're going to win the game. I don't know how Texas Tech slows down the Sorkin defense. I honestly don't. David Bailey, Romello Height, 135 pressures, 22 sacks combined on the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
And that's the edge rush. The interior of the defensive line, A.J. Holmes, Lee Hunter, 7 sacks, 61 pressures combined. Those are the interior defensive linemen. The front four for Texas Tech, this is the nastiest front four in college football. Might be the nastiest front four in the history of the sport. They're all hired guns, right? We talked a lot about this in the offseason. Texas Tech spent a boatload of money getting these guys to come in from various different spots. It's paid off. Oregon's run offense is one of the best in the country. Tech's run defense, also one of the best in the country. Tech's first in run defense grade, first in EPA per rush allowed, first in yards per carry. Oregon, first in rushing grade, first in EPA per run, second in yards per carry. Who's going to win that strength on strength? Whittington, Davis, and Hill, all three backs for Oregon can all do a little bit different, right? Just like Texas Tech's back, they all kind of bring something different to the table. Jacob Rodriguez might be the best player in the country. A lot of the diehards in the sport wanted him to be on the Heisman podium. Not sure I'd go there, but definitely the best linebacker in the country. And Oregon's got the number one gap scheme rate in the country too, right? They love to pull Emmanuel Pregnant on the guard, 6'5", 320. He's going to get out on the edge. And in the tight end, Kenyon Sadiq's a freak. I think this game will come down to, again, who creates the explosives on offense? Can Texas Tech's running game figure out a way to solve this Oregon defense? And can Baron Morton not make the big mistake? He's not a great improviser. He's not great with pressure in his face. I lean defense in these games. I absolutely do. I always lean defense. If the quarterbacking is relatively even, I think Moore is better than Morton, but it's not light years ahead. It's just he's a step ahead. He's a step above Maren Morton. The defense, though, is where I really think this changes. I think Texas Tech's run game is good enough to keep the pressure off, and I don't think Oregon's offensive line is ready for what they are about to face. So even though the line's down to a pick 'em, still +1.5 at BetMGM, though. -115. I would just bet the money line at that point. What are the odds the game lands one? So I'll take Texas Tech, and that is probably my strongest side of the day with the college football playoff. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. I will give you breakdowns and maybe a pick in the late games. But again, don't feel as strongly about the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl as I do the Orange Bowl coming up in about 20 minutes. We wrap things up on the other side. You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.